Okay. Thanks for helping me today. All right. So I understand that you really are wishing that you could feel less worried about things. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing we really need to do, I guess, if you want to feel less worried, is figure out where worry comes from. Worry is a feeling, right?
Yes.
So if we figured out where worry comes from, do you think that might help us figure out how to get rid of worry?
Yeah.
Okay, any guesses on where worry might come from?
Your brain.
That's a great guess. I think that's pretty right on. So let's do a little contest here. I want you to try to draw a really scary picture. I'm going to try to draw one too. We're going to see who can draw the scariest picture, okay? So take a minute. Don't show me. It can be anything you want, but whoever has the scariest picture wins. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go. Okay, you're done. Okay, so let's see whose picture is scarier. So when you look, what do you think of mine?
I don't know.
How do you feel when you look at my picture?
Like I'm gonna throw up.
Like you're gonna throw up? Okay, so would you call that scared?
Yes.
Okay, it sounds like you also feel disgusted.
Yes.
Okay, so you feel disgusted when you look at my picture. Okay, let me see yours. Oh, nice. I like it. When I look at your picture, I feel a little scared. How do you feel when you look at your picture?
He has too many teeth.
He does have a lot of teeth. What feeling word would you use?
Weirded out.
Weirded out? I have not heard of that as a feeling word before. I should add that to my feeling chart. So since we have some feeling words for this one, let's use this one. I think you probably won the contest, though, because of all the teeth. Okay, so you feel disgusted when you look at this one, right? When I look at my picture, I feel proud. So we're both looking at the same picture, right?
Yeah.
So how on earth is it possible that we could be looking at the same picture, but you could feel disgusted and I could feel proud? Those are two very different emotions.
You have different opinions than me.
That's true. What is your opinion?
It looks like I'm about to throw up and has a pig nose.
Okay. So if you were standing here, I'm going to put in this thought bubble, you might be thinking, it looks like it's about to throw up and has a pig nose. Okay, I'm going to put that here. And what might I be thinking over here?
It looks cool.
Oh, yeah, okay. It looks cool. I did a good job. So now it kind of makes sense why I would feel proud and you'd feel disgusted. So how would you feel if you were having the thought, that looks really cool?
Huh?
How would you feel if your thought was, that looks really cool?
I would have a different opinion.
Yeah, and then what would that do to your feeling?
Oh, it would make it go away.
Yeah, and then change it to maybe a different feeling, huh? So what, So if we are both looking at the same picture and you feel disgusted and I feel proud, does the picture have some magical power to change your feelings?
Not really.
You will feel disgusted. You will feel proud.
It just feels like he has 14 eyeballs.
Okay, so the paper and the picture doesn't, they don't have a magical power.
No.
Okay, so what is it that's making you feel disgusted and me proud? It's not the picture. It's what?
The pig nose and then me feeling disgusted.
Yeah, and what's causing you to feel disgusted?
The pig nose.
Yeah.
And then eat eyeballs.
Yeah. And what else?
Thoughts.
Yeah, your thoughts. Is you're thinking, oh, it has a pig nose.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it looks cool. So our thoughts, let's write that down here. Our thoughts can impact how we feel.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were thinking, I am going to do awesome at baseball, how would you feel?
Good.
Good. Okay. And if you were thinking, I'm going to do awful at baseball, how would you feel?
Bad.
Okay. Those are two different thoughts that would have two different feelings, right?
Yeah.
Okay. High five, dude. You got it. Thoughts can impact feelings. Nice.